question was asked, how long does one have to wait between meat and milk, being that we have new faces here, and it's the beginning of a new semester, so I have to discuss a broader question before I address that question, okay? Or after I address that question. Technically, we know that we may not eat meat with milk, and the rabbis instituted that one should not eat meat and milk at the same meal, on the same table, with the same tablecloth. The rabbis also instituted that one must wait a minimum of an hour between eating meat and milk. Again, if you've eaten milk and now you want to eat meat, it's okay, provided that you change the tablecloth, it's another meal. If you've eaten meat, doesn't matter if it's chicken or animal meat, fish you can eat with milk, right? It doesn't matter if it's animal or chicken, you wait. The rabbis instituted to wait an hour. Now, the rabbis also said you wait between meal and meal. And being that in most places in the world, the time between lunch and dinner or breakfast and lunch was 6 hours. They'd average 6 hours between meals. So then it became a custom that we always wait 6 hours between meat and milk. And that custom is a relatively new custom, 1,000 years old. Okay, so that's a custom. By Jewish standards, that's not like from the days of the Talmud. It's not 2,000 years old, but it is somewhere in the range of 1,000, 1,500 years old. So that's our custom, and we don't break with it. I mean, it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Now, that's the dry answer, but here's the broader answer. When a guy comes to Machon Meir, so sometimes he's not yet accustomed to eating kosher. I remember once a guy knocked on the door and said to me, you know, I've been trying to stop eating cheeseburgers, and I was waiting at the airport to come here to Israel, and I forgot. And I had a cheeseburger a day ago, and I just landed. What am I supposed to do now? So when a person's working to progress, so part of the progress is that you cannot suddenly make things very tough. You got to grow gradually. So even though, yes, a person ideally aspires to reach that point where he's going to wait 6 hours between meat and milk, but that doesn't mean that the first day a guy walks into Machon Meir and he's learning about keeping kosher, we tell him, wait 6 hours between meat and milk. We would say, you know, don't eat it in the same meal. We would say, as you're getting used to things, so for starters, on a meal you're eating meat, don't eat milk. Afterwards, you want to brush your teeth, wash out your mouth, and then eat milk, just like we say with little kids. You know, wait a little bit when your child is going to be 4 years old. And they're going to finish eating chicken. And then they're going to want a bowl of cereal. So you're going to tell them you just ate meat. Wait a little bit. And if you can draw it out to wait an hour, so that's good. You're fulfilling the rabbinic institution. But technically, so long as we're not eating them at the same meal, and if one were to brush their teeth, so for starters, that's what we would say. After a person's used to not eating meat and milk together, so then after a period, they should consult with their teacher, because they will almost always think that they're ready long before they're really ready. Then they could go the next step. And almost always, when you think you're ready to go the next step, you're making a mistake. Almost always, when you think, I could wait the 6 hours, you're making a mistake. Why is it a mistake? Because you're working on a million fronts. You're working on keeping Shabbos. You're working on keeping kosher. You're working on so many fronts. To take on something which is not really biblical so quickly, maybe it's better to take on something biblical, like saying Kriya Shema every morning and every night. That's biblical. Like not speaking Lashon Hara. That's biblical. And that's much harder. You know, to be careful not to say something that's that might even be slightly disparaging. It's biblical, but that's hard. To take on not having your cell phone on Shabbos, not even looking at that SMS as it comes in. That's very hard. So when we're working in progress, when we're working to keep Torah and mitzvot, we don't rush to wait those 6 hours. You ask the specific questions, I have to answer the question. But as a broader spectrum, I would say that as a person's growing in his observance of Judaism, that's not something you should rush into. It's like when people ask, what kashrus should I eat? And I always say, anything Orthodox, eat. Just get used to eating kosher. Don't worry about stringencies. But my friend in this other yeshiva is already growing payas and doing all kinds of things and waiting 6 hours, and he won't eat this, that, and the other thing. Okay, let's see how long it lasts. You know, the strength of Machon Meir is that we build gradually, but we're looking to build long term. It's not people feel pressured. Let me be able to do this. wait. You want to be able to do it long term. The key isn't to do it today. The key is to do it your whole life. And growth that's gradual will last. And that's why whenever you think you're ready to wait those 6 hours, ask a teacher. Because almost always they'll tell you, wait longer. Wait, we'll get to you in a second. Now, this is the general picture. Eliezer asked another question, which I didn't address yet. Eliezer said, but I have relatives who wait 3 hours. So there were communities that waited 3 hours between meat and milk. And if your family comes from such a community, then you can wait 3 hours. And if by mistake you thought you should wait six, that's not called that you accepted it as a minig. You didn't know yet. You're just starting out. You thought you should wait six. Now as you're learning, you're discovering that your family minag was to wait three. So if that's your family custom, you can wait three. Many people will tell you, yeah, if you were really observant, you'd wait six. Okay, so I think I try to be observant. I grew up in an observant home, and I wait three. It's what my father did, his grandfather did, for about at least 500 years, maybe 800 years. My family's been waiting 3 hours. Yeah, but I'm the exception. I'm saying I happen to come from a family of Germanic descent, what are called Yekis. The name Frankenthal is a town in Germany. So that's our custom, but we're the exception. We're not the norm. Meaning the average Jew waits 6 hours. You have Jews from Holland, they wait 1 hour. Fine, if a person comes from Holland and that's his custom, fine. But that's not the norm. I'm saying 99% of world Jewry that's observant waits 6 hours. Are there exceptions? Yes. If you happen to be from that family, so fine, you can do that. But that's a separate question. That's not really a general question for the general populace. The general populace has to get accustomed to eating kosher and not eating meat with milk together. And then, after they're accustomed to not eating meat with milk together, they'll evolve to waiting an hour between meat and milk. And even that evolvement should be done after a time. Consult with your rabbi or your teacher or your mentor. And then, after a period, when you're ready, you'll evolve to the 6 hours. But that should happen over time. The most common mistake that people make in the tshuva process is that they're quick to take on things, and as they say, easy come, easy go. The harder thing in the tshuva process is to be consistent and slow. It's hard. You want to jump. You want to do what everyone else is doing, but it's not smart.
It's, but you're keeping 6 hours for a long time. Is that something?
How long is a long time?
Close to a year.
What?
Probably close to a year.
So, just for perspective, that's not a long time.
It's not an issue, though. It's not something that's...
So,
really
some... Let's add something else. Let's say you had asked someone else and not me. So, most people would answer you that anyone who's really observant, who's really God-fearing, waits 6 hours. You realize that I've just been nixed by those people, but okay. There are a lot of people that will tell you that there isn't a basis for this custom of 3 hours. And my tradition is that there is a basis for it, but fine. There are still many people who would say that even someone like me or you, anyone who has that custom, should still evolve to 6 hours. Even commentaries on the Shulchan Aruch, one could even read the Ramah as saying that, that one should really evolve to 6 hours. So if you would come and ask me, I'm ready, I have no problem, I rarely eat in less than 6 hours, and I'm ready to do this to wait 6 hours, I don't care. I've been following my eating habits over the last few years, and I know I've been observant for 10 or 15 years now, it's not a big deal for me to evolve to 6 hours. Do you think I should do it? I would say, as we always say with stringencies, being that you don't have to do it, if you're going to do it, so do it with a stipulation, that you're only doing it when it's convenient for you. So if it'll happen that suddenly you're partaking of a Thursday night learning and they're bringing in pizza and your flay shakes, you could say, well, for tonight, I didn't really agree to do it. I agreed to do it when it works for me. So that, like some stringencies, we say, if you're going to do it, so do it only at home. But being that it's not obligatory, it's a stringency, why take it upon yourself when you're a guest by other people, when you're eating out of the house? With almost every stringency, the recommendation is, if you're already going to take it on, which is usually not recommended, Usually the recommendation is go slow, don't be quick to take on stringencies. But if you're already going to take it on, then take it on with a stipulation. I'm taking it on, I'm taking it upon myself to do it when it works for me, when it's within a certain realm of convenience. And then it's up to you. You'll find yourself being very inconvenienced by it. Well, you stipulated that you won't do it when it's very inconvenient. And again, a year is not a long time. To have done something for a year is just starters. Talk to me after 10 years. I always say, before you want to take on a stringency, get accustomed to doing the basic for 5 or 10 years, then come back and ask me, and chances are I'll tell you to hold off on it another 5 or 10 years. But we could talk after 5 or 10 years that you've been used to doing this. Because again, it's hard enough to keep Shabbos. It's hard enough to keep kosher. It's hard enough to go to Rami Levi and suddenly realize, hey, not all the meats here have a hechsher. I don't want to buy some of the things here. I don't understand what hechsher there is on A or B or C. It's hard enough to go with your friends in Tel Aviv and they're ready to eat at all kinds of restaurants. And you say, I'm sorry, there isn't, there are nice pictures on the wall, but there's no real kosher certification. That's hard enough. Let's get used to doing that. Saying, I'm only going to eat in an establishment that has a real kosher supervision. Once you get into that habit for 5 years, then we could talk. Let's say that Rami Levi generally has things with a hechsher, and sometimes you can come to the place where, let's say that Rami Levi generally has a hechsher, but check wherever you go, okay?
What's it do with holding people?